Authorities in Pakistan say that Islamic extremists are responsible for murdering dozens of medical doctors in Karachi. They say the killers may have ties to the Taliban. Pakistan's president banned some of the groups suspected in the attacks, but NPR's Steve Inskeep reports the killing has escalated.
The gunmen have killed 77 Karachi doctors in the last few years, and Tipu Sultan knew most of the dead. As president of the medical association, he became friends with an elderly doctor who was murdered by his own patient.
One man walked in, told him that he has got pain at his knee. He just bent down to look at his knee, examining his knee, asking him that where is the pain. And then the next second, this man killed him, firing on his skull. And 31 second before, he was asking that where is the pain, and the next second he was dead.
Dr. Sultan spoke the other day at an intensive care ward. He wore a black armband and an anguished expression. Just the night before, another of his friends had walked out of a clinic after dark. Gunmen drove by on a motorcycle and killed him.
I feel thoroughly depressed, frustrated. Last night, first time I felt thoroughly scared.
The other day, leading physicians met with the governor appealing for help. They came out of the meeting to learn that two more doctors were dead. The doctors called a strike in protest, but they couldn't abandon their patients, so here at Civil Hospital, they continue working in the intensive care unit. Occasionally, the doctors treat wounded doctors, but few survive. The attackers aim for the head. Nearly all the victims are Shiite Muslims, a minority sect, and police say they're being killed by extremist groups of Sunni Muslims. Occasionally, a Shiite group strikes back. All of Pakistan has suffered for decades from sectarian violence, but in recent years, the killers in Karachi have attacked educated professionals, businessmen, and government officials, as well as physicians. Until recently, officials say, some of the killers hid out in Afghanistan between crimes. The Taliban refused extradition requests. All that seemed about to change in recent months. First, the Taliban collapsed. Then, Pakistani President Pervez Musharraf promised a crackdown on violence.
Pakistan will not allow its territory to be used for any terrorist activity anywhere in the world.
After the speech, police arrested more than 2,000 people, but authorities are now releasing many due to lack of evidence. The killings are coming faster than they have in years, and in Karachi, about 10 doctors have died in the last 3 weeks. Interior Minister Moinuddin Haider says extremist groups may be trying to show Pakistan's president they're still in business.
It is to give Pakistan government a bad name, bad image, to show to the world possibly they're incapable of catching them. It certainly brings us no credit.
The killings of Pakistan's professionals get less attention than attacks on foreigners, like last weekend's bombing of a Christian church or the kidnapping of journalist Daniel Pearl. Even Pakistan's media pay less attention. But some residents fear that these attacks are slowly destroying the country's educated class. In Karachi, some doctors talk of fleeing the country. Dr. Imran Afridi says his wife and children talk of little else.
And I hear that every night from my family, that I should leave.
Afridi is hoping he can find a way to stay. He says he's already left Pakistan once. Like thousands of Pakistani doctors, he moved to the United States as a young man. But 2 years ago, at age 36, he decided to come home. He returned to Karachi, and so did one of his best friends, another Pakistani doctor. Dr. Ali Zafdar Zaidi had been a kidney specialist in Phoenix, but he sold his house and moved his family to Karachi.
He wanted to do something beyond just for his own and his family's sake. He always wanted to be able to make a contribution to his profession, to his own people.
Zaidi didn't think much about security until the killings intensified. Early this month, doctors Imran and Zafdar had a talk. Imran suggested they should take some precautions.
And, you know, his response was that, you know, this is part and parcel of living here, and that, you know, we don't want to run away from this, and we don't want to be frightened to the point where we get paralyzed and are not able to work.
The next morning, Dr. Zaidi walked out of his house and drove toward his clinic. When he stopped at a red light, a motorcycle pulled alongside. The rider fired a gun through the open car window. Ali Zafdar Zaidi stopped breathing on the way to the hospital. His fellow doctors never had a chance to save him. Steve Inskeep, NPR News, Karachi, Pakistan.